Okay, we're on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Tanya Nami Hochi Hayoshin B'Tfilin V'Roa Keri. Person sleeping in his tefillin and he sees Keri. So Oches B'Ritzua Ve'Eino Oches B'Ktitza. He's allowed to touch the Ritzua, but he's not allowed to touch the Bayis itself. Divir Rabbi Yaakov. The Chachomim Omrim Yoshin Odom B'Tfilin Shinas Haroi. Okay, so that's what's it called then. The Chacham Omrim, Yoshin Odom B'Tfilin Shinas Haroi. You're only allowed to sleep a Shinas Haroi in Tfilin, Avalo Shinas Keva. The Kama Shinas Haroi, Kedehiluch Mea Amo. Like we said yesterday, that a Shinas Haroi is the amount of time it takes to walk 100 Amos. Rashi. The raw carry, Tzorich L'Salka Mirosho, Ba'odah Keri Olof. As long as the carry's on him, he has to take the Tfilin off. And the Rishonim would say that not only you have to take, obviously you have to take the tefillin off when you see the carry. You can't see carry with tefillin, but even when the carry's on you, you have to take the tefillin off. And they should say ribuan. The domalo mesech is gitten by nizok and arboim saw ktsutze tefillin. The ktsutze tefillin are the bias itself. Okay. Omar Rav. Also, a lot of lishon biyom yosem shinas hasus. That's a person not allowed to sleep during the daytime more than shinas hasus. The kama shinas hasus shisin nashmi. 60 breaths. But otherwise, for two reasons, you're not allowed to sleep in the daytime more than that amount. One is because you're towing tam misa more than that amount, because misa is 160, sheen is 160th of misa. And the second reason is because of bittul Torah. So in the day, both ideas apply. Omer Abaye, shnosei demar k'derav. So Abaye said that Rav used to sleep like what's it called? He said, I sleep like Rav sleeps. In other words, a 60s neshamim in the daytime. With the Rav, because the Rebbe, and Rebbe used to sleep like Rav used to sleep like Rebbe slept. For Rebbe, could David, and Rebbe did it like David. Right? They didn't say that Abaye did like David because he wasn't on the Madrega, but each one copied somebody who was closer to them. The David could susya, and David slept like a horse. What does that mean? The susya shisa nashmi. A horse doesn't sleep at one time more than 60 breaths.
How much time is that?
Not a long time. A minute. Well, maybe a little bit more than a minute. A few minutes.
More than that, you have to do it.
What?
More than 1 minute, you have to do it during the morning, during the day.
No. It doesn't say anything that's what's it called. Yeah. That's the amount of time that you shouldn't, what's it called, sleep more than that.
If somebody slept more than a minute and a half,
doesn't have to wash an agamas. Okay. Abaye havinayim kidamayim mikumpadis lebekuvi. Abaye slept once like, what's it called, in the daytime. Like the time it takes to go from Pumpadisa to Beikuvi. Rashi says that was 6 parsols, and they say it's a tall sofer. 6 parsols would be most of the day. But he didn't sleep most of the day in the daytime. And Korilei of Yosef, so Rav Yosef said on him, Ad Mosei Otzel Tishka, Mosei Toku Mishnasecha, how long are you going to sleep? You're a lazy person. Rashi. Demar Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Mar is not referring to Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Abaye is what's it called? Surrogate father. Kirav, the Mimenu Lomad Mida Shinoso. That Rabba Bar Nachmeni learned from Rav how to sleep a short amount of time. Shoya Yoshin Rav Bayom Kashir Zeh. They didn't sleep more than that amount during the day. The Rav Karebi, Rav Lomdom Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shigod Letzlo. And the Rav learned it from Rebbe, who he grew up amongst. The Rebbe Kedavid, Kach Kibo Me'avosav, Shizu Hoysa Shinas David Melech Yisrael. Shisa Nashmei, Altsa, Shiz, Bretz. Havinayim b'yom k'meil mipum p'dis l'vekuvi, the mefarish b'mokum acher, the havushisa parsi. And this Rashi is somehow a tov sofer. There is no mokum acher that says how much it is, and it's not six parsos. Hanichnas lishon, she'en kavonosu ela lishon. I wouldn't give it yet. Okay. And they say that David HaMelech never slept more than 60 neshamim, both at night and in the day. At night, he didn't want it to be toim tam nisa, so he used to get up every 60 neshamim and go back to sleep. In the daytime, he never slept more total than 60 neshamim. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Hanichnas lishon biyom, rotza cholet, rotza miniach. A person wants to go to sleep during the daytime, so he can either take his tefillin off or he can even put them on. In the daytime, we're not afraid that you're going to sleep a shinas keva, and shinas aroi is mutter in tefillin. Balayla, on the other hand, if you want to go a shinas aroi at night, then we're afraid it's going to drag on and become a shinas keva. Cholet veino maniach. You have to take off your tefillin, you surely can't put them on. Divir Reb Nosa. Reb Yossi Omer, hayilodim la'olam cholzim. Even in the daytime, you have to take off your tefillin to go to sleep, because they're, what's it called, mahara, or afraid they'll see carry. Ve'eno menichem et neshergilim betumah. Because they, what's it called, young people, their hormones are strong, and therefore afraid they're going to see carry. Mar says, Leimek esov Reb Yossi bal carry osu laniach tefillin. So Reb Yossi holds about carry is osu to put on tefillin. Omer abaya bi'alod and neshoseh me'enos no raya. It's not because of the carry. Not only does he hold that you can wear tefillin when you have carry on you, like we said before, he even holds you can wear tefillin when you're seeing the carry. Right? And the reason that youngsters have to take off their tefillin is talking about young people who are married, right? Shema yavoli de hergul dover. We're afraid that maybe they'll, what's it called, they'll come to live with their wives. That for sure is usher, when they have the tefillin on. Tana Rabbanan, Shocha v'shimash mitosu v'tfillin. Person forgot he has his tefillin on, and he talk had relations with his wife. So, eino oches lo b'ritzuah v'l'v'ktisha. Here he can't even touch the ritzuah. Ha'chi yitl yodah v'yitlein, v'nei she'adayim askoni yosein. We're afraid that he touched mamash makom erva. And that for sure he can't touch the tefillin until he washes his hands. Rashi. Hanichnas lishon, she'en kavanosu lishon, v'eino mahar l'dover acher. Person just wants to sleep. Shinas haroi. So ratza cholitz tefillin, ratza miniach. If he should be yom, ain't dark of a shamish imishto, velo lishum keva. In the daytime, he's not going to have relations, and he's also not going to drag on and sleep a shinas keva. So there's no reason why he has to take off the tefillin, he can even put him on. Velayla cholitz, afil lishinas aroi. But at night, even a shinas aroi, you have to take the tefillin off. Dilma mimlech v'yoshin keva, because we're afraid it'll drag out and become a shinas keva. Hayilodim bachurim. Right, dear youngsters, la olam cholzin afilu biyom, shiragilim betuma kosol kadaita shemi yiru keri shehiru motzi bohen. Now we think tuma means that they'll see keri. So lema kasov Reb Yossi umiboyalon lemevet kavosei, and the halach is like Reb Yossi. So we should have to do like that, and a bal keri shouldn't be allowed to wear tefillin. Shalacha kamoso baroma kamos tekaimel on nimuko imo. Shemora said, let's say that Rabbi Yossi holds like that, and Memela, we'd have to do the same thing. Shemora says, no, Enochanami, Valkari can wear tefillin. It's just that we're afraid that he may have relations with him. Shema Yavo, Bahai Bada Yosel, Vazos, and Lindo Bem Kalis Rosh. Person has relations with his wife, that's called Kalis Rosh, Lagabi the tefillin. Askani Yosein, the Shema Nogba Mokamatinofis. And if you did have relations, then you can't touch the tefillin Bechlal till you wash your hands.
Part of the ritual that's on the hand
considered
ritual?
Yeah, the whole ritual is ritual.
Why? So then he is. What? So he's touching it no matter what.
No, he can't grab onto it or whatever, but Kavana, here it's touching him. He's not touching
him. How can he wash his hands?
No, he's wearing the tefillin too. He has the tefillin on his arm. Yeah. So he has to wash his hands before he can take them off, before he can touch.
How can he wash his hands without touching the tefillin to take?
No, he washes it with the ritual. It's not a chatzitza. It's not tight on his hand that it's the water can't get out. So he washes his hands where he could touch. That's okay, Mishnah. Maisa de Avil or Biochim and Zake Litomas Atapshil, Ulurangamlio Shne Koslos Udli Shalmayim, Vomru Helum Lusuka. They once brought Ram Yochim and Zakai to taste a dish, and to Ram Gamlio they brought two Koslos and a Dli Shalmayim, right? Two dates and a what's it called? And a pitcher of water. And they said, bring them to the sukkah. Well, you're not eating outside the sukkah. Right, when they gave to Rav Tzadik ochel pachos mikabeya, they gave him food that was less than a beya, not labamapa. So he ate it without touching it. He wrapped his hand in a handkerchief to eat it. And the Gemara says because of nikius, not because of netilas yadayim. He didn't wash. Va'ochel chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo birich acharav, and he didn't bench after it because he held that you only bench if you eat a kabeya. Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and he held like Rav Yehuda that you only bench if you eat a kabeya. Rashi, ochel pachas mikabeya, maichel pachas mikabeya. Right, a food that's less than a kabeya, not lo b'mapa, lo not lo yodav. He didn't wash it until Shadayim, because he held that since you don't have to bench for less than a kabeya, they weren't masakin until Shadayim for less than a kabeya. Elakorach mapa yodav mishum nekiyas. Stam, it's cleanliness, he didn't wash, so he covered his hand. The Kesavar Pachos Mikabeya Lo Boy Until Shaddai. He held that less than a Kabeya doesn't need Until Shaddai. The Lo Boy Sukkah, and you don't have to eat it in the Sukkah either, because it's an Achilas Haroi. The Lo Boy Birkas Hamazon Le'achrav, you don't have to bench after less than a Kabeya. The Dorish Krab Yehuda, because he held like Krab Yehuda, V'yochalta V'sobato V'yirachta. Achila Sheyesh Basviya V'hainu Kabeya. You're only chayef to bench if you ate Achila which has Sviya. The Minat Torah really have to be full completely. The Rabbanan were masmich on this pasuk that less than a kadeya not, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir holds no. The Ochalta is a kazayas, the Savot is drinking, and you have to bench even on a kazayas. But you had to make a bracha before you eat it. Because a bracha before you eat is any amount. Shari Nehenna, because the halacha is because you can't be Nehenna b'olam hazeh. So any amount, you're nehenna. V'asul lehenna's min olav hazeh below bracha. L'halacha, so there are shitas that hold that less than a kadeya, you don't have to wash until Shadayim. Because the reason that you don't have to wash is not because you don't have to bench on that. Because we hold you do bench on less than a kadeya, as long as it's more than a kazayis. But the reason is that less than a kadeya is not makabal tuma. If you hold that less than a kadeya is not makabal tuma, they weren't misakin until Shadayim, for something that anyway couldn't be makabel tuma. Others hold, no, that as long as you bench on a kazayis, you have to bench on what's it called, on less than a kadeya too. So therefore, some rishonim hold that you wash without a bracha for less than a kadeya, because it's a suffix. Maybe, even though it's not makabel tuma, you have to wash. Maybe not, since it's not makabel tuma, you have to wash. But others hold, no. The only suffix you have by less than a kabei is not because it's not makabel tuma, and less than a kabei is also makabel tuma. Machlokas Rishonim. It's just it's not matame other things less than a kabei, but it's vadi makabel tuma. So the only shaila is, do you bench on that or not? But if you paskin that you bench on less than a kabei, then you have to wash with a bracha. And that's how other Rishonim hold. That even less than a kabei, you have to wash with a bracha, and that's pretty much how we hold. That anything more than a kazayis, you have to wash al-tilashadayim with a bracha.